Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday, once again, for those who don't know, it's the sounds of the youngest DJ in charge, Ron G. I want to say what's up to Mary, and it's that Uptown Classic. Give it to him. Take him uptown to the full jam. Take him uptown to the full jam. Take him uptown.
Real love, real love.
love that song. Well, listen, everybody, good evening. This is Deanne Lane. Welcome to Love, Life, and Loyalty here on GQ Pals Blog Radio with my co-host, King Roozy. King Roozy, are you there?
You know I'm here. That's
uh-huh,
right,
baby.
That's right. What's happening with you? How y'all doing out there?
Oh, we doing great, baby. I'm doing good. How you doing out there, baby King?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm in this Christmas spirit right now.
I know you are. Yo, King Roozy, question.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the surprising origins of the Christmas holiday? Do you or do you not?
Of course. I'm King Roozy, man. You know I know where Christmas comes from.
King, you going to take that title and run with it, right?
And I like to say, just before we start this thing off, for all my people out there who are on paper, okay, or been on paper, Christmas used to be a felony.
Shut up. We're not going to get into that right now. Be quiet. We're not people scared that act like they're going to go to jail tonight. Stop it. Be
it
nice.
Used to be a felony. I didn't say it was still a felony.
But listen, some people still live in the past. You know that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, right? So listen, somebody may be having one too many tonight and may be packing up the kids leaving town. You know how I go. So listen, question. You know, that was the question of the evening. Do you know the surprising origins of the Christmas holiday? And, of course, you know, the relationships that involve Christmas. However, if you think you know, well, you know, some of the facts and details, let's put it together. We're going to trip you out the door tonight, and we're going to have some fun tonight with this whole idea about Christmas. Because some people are going to throw the Bible at me. You know what? I'm ready for it. King Woods, you shall be afraid of the Bible.
You know what? You don't need to be afraid because the truth is the truth. Okay? And if somebody could embrace the truth, they're going to be all right. It don't matter if they have a Bible, a Quran, or a box of jumping jacks, whatever they use. Okay? That's how we roll. Whatever you got, it's going to fit.
Okay?
Well, just don't work it out.
Well, good. Listen, just watch my fall as I go. Okay? Just pick me up off my face. Okay? Just in case. But you know what? Guys, tonight, I want you guys to give us a call at 646-200-3838. Press 1. You've got to press the 1 to get in so we can hear what's on your mind tonight about this big old lie. Because Christmas is a lie, okay? Can we be upfront about that? It is a lie, okay? And
it is a lie. It was created like that.
Yes, it is.
You know, for multiple purposes, multiple reasons, and it evolved basically over time. And that's how, you know, we ended up the way we are today. But now it's almost like the whole thing has been forgot. Everything has really been
and that's the honest smoke screen. Smoke screens, going to the department stores, Black Friday, no Friday, any Friday, Wallet Friday, Checkbook Friday. But you know what, guys? Before we get into tonight's topic, we want to set the mood for everybody and just give you guys a little feeling about the holiday, you know, the lie. But the music is good. I will say the music is great. The holiday music is wonderful. So what we're going to do right now, listen, again, we're going to be right back. This is Love, Life, and Loyalty on GQ Pals Radio. And listen, 646-200-3838, press 1. As soon as we come back, listen, we're going to get right into it. King Roozy, you okay?
Give me some eggnog. And what an eggnog?
The eggnog. I can't. I'm lactose intolerant.
Need
I can't
some
drink
eggnog,
it.
Man.
But I can't drink any. I'm a lactose intolerant. I can't do it. I'll be put out of the neighborhood. Shut up. Listen, we'll be right back, guys. We're gonna take a quick musical break. We'll be right back. Okay. All right now. Be right back with King Roozy and a conversation you will not forget. Thank you. Okay, so listen, you know what? Being we have a moment, King Woolsey, may I ask a question? I ain't get a chance to click real quick. So check this out. Let me ask you a question. Did you go Christmas shopping yet?
I did my Christmas shopping
at
the last, not this past Black Friday, but the Black Friday before that.
That
see, I buy all
year.
My Christmas gifts a year in advance, so I don't have to shop the next year. If you figure it out, let me know how you figured it out.
We must stop. You shopped last year?
We're not going to go into the details. I shopped last, not this past Black Friday, but the Black Friday before that.
That was 2012.
Yep.
Dude, what's up?
I take a year off. I don't like shopping every year. Prices change, people change. I won't give them that no more. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, let me ask you a question. You tell me you give me something you stored away in your basement.
No, well, you see, sometimes, you know, like I meet a friend, I might somebody real nice. I say, okay, I might buy that person a TV. I might go out and get them a 40-inch TV. Black Friday, it is what, a dollar? Okay, I go get a 40-inch TV, right?
A dollar?
I hold on to it for a year. If that person work out, the following year they get the TV. If they didn't work out that year, this didn't work out, they might not get that. They might get a Hello Kitty. Or they might get a little sticker, Spider-Man sticker. So, you know what it depends.
Wait,
you know, your gift can change according to how you, you know, how you develop.
Wait,
you know?
What do you get me for Christmas? I want to know. What do I deserve for this Christmas? Don't you make me mad. Don't you dare.
Listen,
I'm a lady.
Right. And I would get you something, lady. Like, I would get you something for a lady. I wouldn't get you something like just, well, I would get you something that's funny for a lady.
Like
I can't tell you exactly what it is because I like,
funny.
I'm the kind of guy I like surprises. I like to see your face when you open up the gift. I'm that kind of guy. Okay? I'm not the guy that's going to give you the lingerie you wanted. I'm going to give you some lingerie. It might not be the lingerie you wanted.
Oh, my. What type of lingerie would you have given me? Some Fruit of Looms and an oversized what? I don't know. Joe Boxer t-shirt?
Nah, I was thinking like some grandma panties or...
Oh!
You know what I'm saying?
That's not sexy.
Something like
listen.
That.
Something to get you right,
you know what I'm
saying? Wait a minute. You going to give me some grandma panties in my... Are you kidding me? That is not sexy on Christmas.
I tell you what. What ain't sexy is all this lying people be doing to their children, telling their children about Santa Claus and stuff, man, but... The principle behind it when, you know, you start telling your children lies about stuff like that, and then you turn around and tell them, don't lie, it's confusing. So you want to whip them when they lie to you, or you want to punish them or chastise them when they lie to you. But every year since they was able to understand English or whatever language they speak, you've been telling them about some imitation character breaking into your house and stuff. And leaving stuff. I ain't nowhere in the world nobody do not like that. I ain't never seen nobody breaking in nobody's house.
Santa Claus does not break in. He does his magic.
Yeah, whatever, man. Magic, breaking in. That's what people say when they, you know, they're, oh, Your Honor, it was magic. I didn't break in.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, unless you're Santa Claus and you're a black man, you're breaking in. Well, if you're black and you're Santa Claus, you're breaking in. Could that be considered something?
Well, that could be the case, but I mean, you know, nowadays, man, crime coming all kind of colors, man. I seen little Asian people was doing some things. I was like, man, that little fella is dangerous, man. That little guy is scary, man. You know what I'm saying? He ain't a big guy, but man, he, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta really, really be careful nowadays, cause everybody is dangerous, man. Everybody is a lot of people are desperate, a lot of people are hungry, a lot of people want to make it, a lot of people want to make that big break and get that big thing that they've been waiting for, man.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I'm glad that hopefully we'll have this show to have an opportunity for people to get a chance to do those kind of things, you know, but right now we're trying to deal with some of the issues of how people lie to people, man, a lot of their children like that about Santa Claus coming down somebody's chimney, man. Ain't nothing coming in my, something coming down my chimney, I don't care what they say it is.
Well, hold that thought. King Woozy, hold that thought, because you know what we're going to do? We're going to go with Merry Christmas by the Jackson 5, because we know Joe Jackson told Michael and the crew a lie after he started kicking their behinds, but still in all, they were the bomb. Yo, Joe did a good job, but...
Yeah, I love Michael Jackson.
I do, even though he had to be lied to. You know, if you don't do it, Michael, I'm going to kill you. Dojo didn't kill him. Listen, we're going to be right back. And King Ruzy, please be nice.
All right. I'm going to try. I'm going to work it out.
All right. So we'll be right back.
I got a surprise for y'all later on. My homeboy going to call in. But go ahead.
All right, then, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Love, Life, and Loyalty here on GQ Pals Radio. And we'll be right back, guys. Thank you.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody
knows a turkey and some mistletoe. To make the season bright. Whoa. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. You know that Santa's on his way. He's bringing lots of
your host, Dean Lane, and my co-host, King Ruzy.
There it is.
It's going to be what it's going to be, right? The question tonight is, do you know the surprising origins of Christmas, of the Christmas holiday? You do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to catch some hell tonight? Because somebody's going to be pissed off because they're going to say to us, it's in the Bible. And I'm going to be like, no, it's not in the Bible, boo.
It's not in the Bible. You know what? I really haven't met any Christian people that's ever said it was in the Bible. I mean, maybe they are some, but it's the birth of Christ is in the Bible, but Christmas is not in the Bible, you know? And they start off, I mean, it's all about making money. Everybody know that, but
yeah, that's
the
true.
Good thing about it is to know the truth, and then the truth, you can make your own decision. You know, you can still celebrate however you want to celebrate, whatever. Nobody, you know, should dictate anybody how they should celebrate. But the truth of the matter is when you tell your kids, hey, we're putting up a Christmas tree, do you even know what that means? Because like I said, you know, when I first started out, it used to be illegal to have Christmas and do that festival. Back in the days, you know, in the early, like, 1900s and stuff, when a lot of Jews first started coming to America. Well, actually, right before they came to America, you know, they had they made it illegal. And if you were caught celebrating or enjoying that festive season like that, you know, you had to pay like 50 shillings or something like that, which at that time was a lot. You know what I'm saying? 50
yeah.
silver shillings. Silver, you're talking about, you know? So,
right.
But
right.
nowadays, you know,
I know.
The Puritans were the ones.
Yeah, that's true. You know, because, you know, as we were doing our research for the show, you know, I was telling Leah Page, you know, here we got this producer. Her name is Leah Page. She produces Love, Life, and Loyalty. And she was getting on me, and she was saying to me, listen, girl, get right into it. Make people understand that it's all a lie. And I said, a lie? And she was like, listen, she found some information about this. Well, everybody knows who Drew Carey is. He's the new host of The Price is Right, correct? You know who he
right,
is, right?
Right,
okay.
Right.
And here's this gentleman, famous, rich, well-known. He was on The View. You know The View with Whoopi Goldberg. You got Barbara Walters. Now you have what's the other chick name?
A whole bunch of other people that don't have nothing else to do no more.
right. So they actually quoted this man from the show, and he surprised everybody when he started talking about Christmas. And I'm going to quote him verbatim, word for word, okay?
What did he say?
Okay, this is what he said. Okay, now check this out. And he's talking about Santa Claus, okay?
Okay.
He addressed the values, okay? Quote, I do not think you should tell kids that there's a Santa Claus. Quote, Carrie said, quote, that's the first lie you tell your children. Oh, my God. It really made me think, quote, unquote. Instead, he told the audience, quote, tell kids that Santa is a character we made up to celebrate a time of a season, unquote. Otherwise, quote, when kids get to be 5, they realize their parents have been lying to them their whole life.
Yeah, that's true. But I think for a lot of kids, their first lie is, you so cute.
You know what? I'm with you on that. I'm a mother, and you know what? I've lied to a lot of children in my
You know what?
Time.
Not to digress, can I add something to that real
go
quick?
Ahead.
This was funny as I don't know what I was
go
I was
ahead.
Headed to the train the other day, right?
Right.
And this lady was standing at the MARTA station. She had me a little bit. She put her little baby. She said, he's pretty, huh? And, you know, when you look at a child and they're really not a real attractive child to you, you got to do your best you can. So I told the lady, you know, ma'am, I have to say the child looks just like you. That's the best I could do. Was that wrong?
It wasn't wrong, but you know what? This is what I would say to you.
What?
You never know who you're talking to. Could be somebody who has issues, you know. So you have to be really, really nice. I get where you're coming from. All children are beautiful. In the
All
eyes
children
of those,
are beautiful.
Especially to their parents. Okay, because I know some kids, I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? But you know what? You hope that they bloom and become swans. Listen, we have a big homie on the line. Are you ready for a call right now, King Woozy?
Yeah. Bring
big
homie
big,
in.
Big homie, hello. Big homie, this is Dan Lane. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, big homie. Big homie, where do you originate from, darling?
BK, baby.
What's that?
Brooklyn?
You from Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Oh, hi, Daddy. How you doing?
I'm all right, Mama. How you doing?
I'm fine. And on the line is my co-host, King Woozy. Let's tip our hats to him.
Salute.
Happy holidays to you and yours, man.
Likewise.
Big homie, let me ask you a question. Have you been lying to your... Do you have children?
Yes.
Have you been lying to your sister about some big fat dude in a red and white suit?
Have I told my kids about that poor dick of Santa Claus?
Yes. Have you been lying? Have you told a lie?
No. First of all, we don't really celebrate Christmas in here. We do the tree and we get the gifts and stuff, but we Muslim in the household. Second of all, Santa Claus is a fake dude in my house.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
We don't promote no fakeness at all in my house.
So I'm assuming you save money.
No, I don't save shit.
No, that's my thing. That's how I do. That's how I do. I tell the kids, Santa ain't real. That way they ain't got to worry about what he going to bring them.
That's
he ain't bringing you nothing. He ain't real.
But big homie, let me ask you a question. Are your kids actually coming and tugging? Well, I don't know. How old are your kids, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I got 24 to 11.
Wait a minute. Okay. You say
24 to 11?
Yo, big homie, let me ask you a question, baby. I love you to death already. Big homie, I couldn't be in the same room with you.
Why not?
I don't want to be a mother again. I am 44.
Yeah, my shit works. I see it works.
But listen, 24 to 11, do you drink?
I drink, Hennessy?
Anything to numb the pain of being a parent.
My shit works.
Oh, well, I know it works. Listen, 24 to 11, how many you got?
I got 5.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen.
Yeah, you got your hands full. 24 to 11, boy. You got
big
your
homie,
hands full.
I need to meet you through a bubble. You hear me? Through a bubble. You hear me? No. I'm scared of you. But anyway, let me ask you a question. Are the kids tugging at you, at least trying to get you to, I guess, engage in the holiday, you know, I guess the things that people do with the
Christmas? Oh, no. We got the holiday spirit. We don't necessarily celebrate Christmas. But we do all the Christmassy stuff.
Such as? Give me an example.
Like, my wife put the tree up. She put stockings on the fireplace and all that shit. But we don't do the fat guy. We just don't do the fat guy.
You don't do the fat guy.
Okay, so what do you guys do? I mean, other than just, you do the tree, you do the lights, you do the presents, right? You get them the presents and stuff, too?
Right.
Okay, so then, like, as a Muslim... Right. What do you guys? Is there any religious stuff going on in there other than giving?
It's just the festive holiday spirit.
Okay. There's no particular. My question really is: there's no particular Muslim holiday that falls on Christmas, right?
No. There's a similar one that comes around. It moves around. It's called Eid, and it's more like a. You don't celebrate by giving gifts. You just thank for your blessings.
Okay, fair enough. I was about to say Ramadan.
The reason why I do the whole festive spirit thing is because as kids grow up, they all hang out with other kids, and you don't want your kids to be outside the day after Christmas empty-handed.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Is there any one of your children that has got to drag you to the... I'm just being facetious, okay? Daddy, you have a little girl? Is your youngest a little girl?
No, he's a dude.
Okay. Oh, next to the dude, is there a young girl?
No, the girls are the first ones. They're in their 20s.
Oh, God. So you don't have any little girls, right?
No. Thank God.
That was not nice.
I can't deal with little girls at this stage of my life. I can't be running around trying to beat up little dudes right now. I'm too old.
I'm okay with that. I respect you for that. But listen, here I am. Let's just pretend for just a second. Big homie, which is you're my daddy. Daddy. We're in the mall because you got to take me to get something for breast because mommy sent you to get me some breast for my hair. Daddy. I want to go over to Santa Claus. I heard that he can grant me a wish. Would you take me?
Yes.
I love you. Why would you take me?
I'm
having a little girl fantasy.
I would take you because it don't cost me nothing to let you go over there and mess with Santa Claus. That's free. But as soon as you get out of there, I'm going to let you know. That white man is not going to bring you anything. Anything you're going to get, I'm buying it.
Oh, God, dang. Big homie, you did not make me smile.
Well, at least keeping it real, man.
Hey, keep it real, you know? But I'm your little girl with pigtails. Daddy.
It don't matter all that, man. You got at some point, you know, and this, I would like to address something that my man said, okay? And this is something really you got to think about. You know, are we sending mixed messages to our kids? Like, you don't even celebrate Christmas. he already said it, right? But then he still bought stuff for his kids, and he still do the Christmas thing with his kids so that they don't feel left out. So at some point, my question is, does that send a signal to your child that when everybody else is doing it, you need to do it too? Because I know that, you know, like when I was small, if I ain't get something, it's been Christmases, I ain't get something, you know, and...
Well, I showed my ass. I don't know a lot of you. I showed my ass, okay? My father, my mother, I would be in the middle of the damn kitchen floor like, look, I went to school, got the good grades, been a good girl. I want that damn Barbie house. Somebody going to go get me some
plastic. You're looking for a reward for something
that
you didn't do automatically.
That's what I was about to say. When we celebrate the little festive type thing, it's also an all-year-long message that comes with that. It's not just on Christmas we wake up and then you are overwhelmed by the marketing campaign of America that we got to buy you shit. Some of our Christmases, we take family trips and you don't get a gift because we somewhere skiing or we on a beach.
Well, say that. Listen, I'm with you on that. I like to ski. I know how to ski. I'm a black chick that know how to ski. Ain't that something? And I'm learning how to snowboard. How about that, Daddy?
I don't believe that. I don't believe none of that.
What?
I don't believe none of that with the skin thing, but go ahead, my man.
I believe we have Miss T on the line. Miss T, are you there?
Hey,
Miss T, how are you doing? Woo! Miss T, I'm on the line with my co-host, Mr. King Roozy, and Big Homie.
Big
Homie, this is Miss T.
How you doing, Miss T?
How you doing?
I'm doing well, ma'am. I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Good. Big Homie. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Well, thank you, Miss T. Thank you.
So what's your take on Christmas, Miss T?
What?
What's your take on Christmas? How do you feel about Christmas?
Miss T, did you say what?
Listen, I got three grandbabies that I worry about, okay? My kids are grown.
Okay.
And, my oldest grandson knows there's nothing about no Santa Claus.
Okay.
He'll tell you in a minute, my Santa Claus is black.
Oh, is this okay. Is this
how old is he?
He's six.
Oh, shoot.
But he was
okay,
told
so
at a very young age.
What are you telling when it's time for him to realize that Santa Claus don't exist?
He know it ain't no Santa Claus. He said
he
know his
knows.
Mommy and everybody buy him gifts.
Hold on, time out, Miss T. You didn't dress me, Miss T. I did. I said, Big Homie,
you old big dummy.
I didn't hear you.
Baby, Miss T is so sweet. I love Miss T.
That's my buddy right there, Big Homie.
Big Homie,
right?
Big Homie.
He'll talk about me, but he love me.
Big Homie, I love Big Homie. Homie kept it real. Big Homie, you made me cry.
So I'm kind of confused though, because I'm still saying, okay, you said that you had a 6-year-old son, all your kids, you got
grandson.
Three kids,
grandkids,
okay.
Yeah.
And they know there is no Santa Claus, but he's walking around saying that his Santa Claus is black.
Yeah, he said if anybody asked him about a Santa Claus, he'll tell you it's no Santa Claus, but his Santa Claus is black, which is his mommy, daddy, and mama.
Okay.
He said, I know who gets my stuff. Ain't no Santa Claus getting my stuff. No Santa Claus comes down no chimney. He said, but I just have to go to bed so I can let mommy and them do what they got to do.
There you go.
That's real talk.
Miss T, keep it real. I respect that.
So do you celebrate Christmas or you just do the
festive
thing?
I do. You know, but I don't do all this decorating and all of that because it's nobody here but me.
Right.
You know, now for his first, it was his second Christmas. His first and second Christmas. We had Christmas here at my place. But, you know, he's with his mother. So, you know, she puts up a tree and everything like that. I don't have to go through that. You know, he come down for the holidays. He knows that you ain't going to see no lights and stuff up in here. Run my bill up.
Oh, you keeping it real?
Call me the Grinch.
Nah, you're not a Grinch. I mean, you know, everybody got their own lane, man. Nobody can say you wrong. You know?
Yeah.
My question is, It's one thing to celebrate the holidays. That's different. But why is it marketed so that you got to spend money?
That's true.
Yeah,
I'll explain that. Hey, hold on. Let me take that one.
Sorry.
Back after the Civil War in 1900, when all of that stuff was going on, where I told you it was illegal, well, when they turned around and said, okay, well, now that the war is over, the Civil War is over, Revolutionary War is over, we need to start making money. So all of the different stores would come up with different marketing schemes to get people to start spending money to help the economy recover from the war.
Mm.
At that time, they were selling a whole lot of government bonds, a whole lot of other stuff. But that's how Christmas stopped being illegal and started being a festive legal holiday. They took it and, you know, put Christianity over it so that the majority of the people who were occupying the United States at the time would be okay with it.
Okay, well, then fair enough. Well, you know, now we're talking about the history of it. You know what? Let us just take a moment and have a quick musical break. We're going to be right back. We'll get even deeper. Miss T, if you can hang around, Big Homie, if you can hang around for a hot second, we're going to really talk about where Christmas came from, because you guys are going to be like, what the hell? If you didn't already know, you may already know, but it shocked me through our research. So you know what? We're going to take it out and have a quick musical break. We'll be right back, okay?
Everybody from the break.
Yeah, listen.
King Woozy.
Yeah, King Woozy. Listen, It's me and you tonight, baby, along with, I know Big Homie somewhere out there. Miss T is there. Listen, got a little Michael Jackson on the line singing his little song. I'm so happy to hear his little voice when he was just a baby. Because I know he was lying to the whole time he breathed. You know?
Well, you know, Michael Jackson never really was a child, man. His life he was an adult. So Christmas was probably one of his most celebrated holidays.
They were Jehovah's Witnesses, so they didn't have
one. Oh, were they?
Yeah, back
then. He probably had to go out and sell books then. You know, usually they'd be hustling books on them kind of days.
Wow.
Keeping it real. Look, I got best friends that's Jehovah's Witnesses. I love Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay, but let's keep it real. You selling books, man.
Well, you know what? Right. Talking about Jehovah's Witnesses, my husband came to the door a couple of weeks ago with a beard, with no shirt on and a beard in his hand, when I actually went to offer one of the ladies at the door. It's bad.
Well, you know,
I
go stand outside a Shell sometime, and I pass out my flyer, and I ask them, can they give me a donation? I'm asking for a donation.
Well, listen, that's true, because I'm
if they don't want the flyer, give me my flyer back. That flyer costs.
You are silly. You are crazy. Listen, check this out. You know what? Miss T, on the line. Miss T, I'm so glad you're on the line. I love hearing from you. You are so full of wisdom. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you, too.
You keep it real, and you don't hold back from anybody. King Roozy, Miss T is that one I have to bow to, because she's the queen in the house tonight, because I have to give her that respect. Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
Miss T.
Always remember, I'm still King Roozy.
Yeah.
Miss T, you know I always give you carte blanche, the respect you deserve. I curtsy when you come in the room.
Yes, you do.
King Roozy, please be nice to her.
Okay. I want to hear what she know about the history. I want to know what Miss T know about the history of Christmas.
Okay.
If they know people know the history of Christmas, then why don't they find alternatives to it? I mean, they talk about Jesus' birthday. Jesus' birthday was in September, according to what I did the math on.
Well, actually, it was in October.
Well, see, that's what
somewhere
I was getting ready to tell
time,
you.
Fall time.
Right, fall, yes. Yeah.
King Woozy, that's what I was getting ready to tell you. It ain't that important to me, so I don't even know no history about it. All I know is it's 25th of December.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. But you know, Miss T, I'm glad you talked about that, because you know what? There's somebody whom you, I know we haven't gotten into the history of it, but because he's on the line, I'm trying not to lose anybody because the holidays are coming. People are going to disappear. Somebody you love that's true and dear to your heart is hanging
around. For real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
you're going to love this one. It's classic. It's almost biblical.
Miss
you
can't
even
find
some shit. I know you.
Listen, it's a holiday season.
She about to turn it up on you.
Okay, bring them on.
Okay, listen, before we bring them on, Miss T, remember, it's a holiday season. It's a time of giving, time of cheer. You have to overlook a lot of things people do, but they may come back at you a little differently.
Okay.
So I want to give you a small gift before the holiday. It's already unwrapped, because you unwrapped it many, many weeks ago. And I hope you can.
I know who it is.
Oh, my God.
Do you want me to welcome him to the show?
I'll say that again, Miss T.
What y'all unwrapping over there? What y'all taking off?
Do you want me to give him a big welcome to your show tonight, y'all show
tonight?
Yes,
would you, Miss T? Could you welcome our next guest?
Mr. Mastel is up in the building. How are you?
Hey, this is
Happy holidays, Mr. Mastel.
Happy holidays to you too, Miss T.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, Mastel.
Happy holidays, Mastel. I miss you, darling. Are you in that Santa suit? Are you in that Santa suit with the cherry?
I'm in my Santa suit, and I got like 8, 9, 10 of my reindeers right here waiting.
Please do not start making us a visual, brother.
Well, Master Miss T is here. I want to make sure you two connect before.
Miss Marcel are not going to go into 2014 with
Okay,
hey,
I got you.
So let me ask you, Master, what's your take on Christmas? How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm gonna tell you how Christmas really started. See,
uh-oh.
Christmas started back from my great-great-great-grandfather. He was a pimpin', okay?
He was a,
and I'm
he's a penguin.
He was a pimpin'.
You said penguin.
Pimpin', P-I-M-P-P-I-A-N, pimpin'.
Okay, well, for most of us, what's a pimpin'? What is that? A pimp?
A pimpin' is a person that has that in their blood.
But what
you
is
get
it?
What I'm saying? A pimpin' is a special type of person that's a little different from your ordinary human. Pimpin'.
Okay. Oh, I still don't
know what it is. Well, I'm explaining to you what it is. A pimpin', he has the characteristics such as myself, because I'm in that long line of, family members of pimpin'. He has the characteristics such as myself to know how to take care of business when it comes down to giving special gifts.
Oh my,
well, let me ask
you. Okay.
Hold on. I got to ask him something. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Excuse me. 1 second, brethren. Now, as a pimpin, you must be an expert in pimpology. Pimpologism, depending on which side of the fence you came up on. Pimpologism. That's the word. That's a meaning behind that. Okay? Now, my question to you, brethren, is if you study pimpology, pimpolism, and you that was passed your bloodline, how do you feel when your women tell you, Mr. Santa, where's my gift, and my gift need to come from such and such a place? And then when you don't go and get her gift, or his gift, not necessarily you, depending on whoever it is, you don't go get that gift from where they want you to get that gift from, now they asking you for the receipt.
Well, first of all, how big is the gift?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It could be a yo-yo. They want the receipt. I give people stuff I know they don't want.
What?
Yeah. But
what?
See, they don't
know
what
they don't want.
They get a receipt, all right.
Oh my
God. The receipt that they get, that's the receipt that they get from what they purchased for the meat, pimpion, a.k.a. the real Santa Claus.
The master, you
buy gifts, you my
pimpion. Wait a minute, hold on.
I don't buy gifts.
Wait a minute, everybody, listen, time out. The master, you call in, you know, first of all, you got Miss T on the line. That's automatically an issue right there. I'm like, don't go there. Be nice, be kind, be sweet, be humble. Then you got King Ruby over here to the left. He out of his mind. And then you got me trying to hold the two of them back from you. Is Big Homie on the line? He's gone. Thank God. Oh, my God. One less person I got to deal with. The Mastel. The Pimpian. Really? I thought it was time of the season of giving. You came on here with, oh, my God. How big is the gift?
I'm going to explain to you about gift-giving. Do you understand? Do you understand how pimping gift-giving goes in our culture?
Oh,
you see, we receive special gifts. And the
what
gifts,
kind of gift?
We receive the gift that shine like gold. You ever
what's
seen
the
some
gold?
Gold shine?
Okay,
the
well,
gold.
What do you dress it up with? Gold? Is a gold covering for that?
Well, actually, it's covered in black fishnet legs.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Now, you really thank you all of that. Here we are. Let's get banged up in the bag somewhere and get it treated.
So, Mr. Mastel, do you buy your children and your women? You do buy everybody Christmas gifts. You do the tree and the lights and all that, right?
Well, it's a little different in pimping because they take care of all that business for me. It's a nice black and gold tree that they decorate. And like I said, they make sure that I get my gifts first. Now, the gift that they give that keeps on giving is a gift that, you know, that you really have to be prepared. And it's a lot of men that are not prepared for that. And on this segment right here, I must have to tell that what type of gifts that need to be given from men to women. And when I say gift
don't
that
nobody
last
want nothing from Family Dollar.
Oh.
No. I want to hear what you say. What kind of gift a person who is the author of pimpalism and pimpology, what would you give? How could you even give? Why would you even give a gift? You're a pimp. You're supposed to be getting gifts.
Exactly.
The gift that I give is a gift of gas. And also I give the gift of direction. So they know exactly what they need it, but direct. Not direct traffic, just like a cop direct traffic in the street on the phone.
Stop it. Get out of here.
Hey, y'all, hold on. Mastel, bow your head, brother. Lord, Mastel, get the right gift this year.
We supposed to be Mastel. Listen,
he's here with the old dumb stuff.
Did you get an implant or something, huh? You got an implant? Did you get yourself implanted?
I don't need no implant. When you're a pimping, you're born with this certain gift. And
what's
this gift has this crown.
He gets Viagra for Christmas.
If you're too old for this gift, then you can't get this gift unless
you're there.
There you go with that old stuff again. Let me tell you something. Like I said, a woman of my age, of me being a cougar, there's nothing you can do with this. Don't ever forget that, okay?
I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta say this. I have to digress for one brief second.
Go ahead.
In Miss T's defense, I once saw an 80-year-old lady do four backflips and then a split.
Ooh.
That freaked me out. I couldn't think for nothing for a week.
Oh, Miss T. You got King Woozy hip.
An 82-year-old lady, man. This old lady, they rolled in there. They rolled in there. Okay? And she took a running start, hit a round off, hit four backflips and a split. Then told her, bring the chair over here, baby. What? flip back over here.
The Mastel, listen, you know Miss T already. This is not the first time at the rodeo with Miss T. There's certain signal words you cannot use with Miss T before she go off.
I don't know what he, you know, like I said, well, we know that he deal with little, you know, teeny boppers.
I know.
But this is one female that wouldn't even, like I said, again, you know, you want to go with the looks, the glasses, the age and all of this and all of that. But like I said, let alone pay you a dollar, I wouldn't even pay you any attention. I was trying to be nice to
you
tonight,
Mastel, what would you buy? Okay. No, I can't even ask you that. I got to ask somebody else. Check this out. When a man is young, a younger, right? Some of you older women can answer this, whoever it is.
That's me.
When a man is younger than a woman, let's say a woman is 10 years
older
than a man. Yeah, let's go there, right? My question is, what does a man at that age buy the woman that she ain't had 10 years ago?
He can't do anything for us
Here's the answer to that question.
Go ahead.
All right, year round, she might get like 15% to 20% of what she makes. Okay.
Excuse me.
And when it comes down to holidays, I might jack it up to 45%. That's if she's doing good work and a good job.
Oh my God.
But if she's, you know, of the elderly nature, and if she's of the out of pocket nature, then she's gonna have to get her game up. So
her
far game. As the gift, I give her probably about 45% of what she makes that week.
That way, you give me nothing. Men don't give me anything. I'm happy to say I'm one of those women. You can't give me. The only thing you can give me is a conversation.
Well, I mean, again, like you say, you being Mr. Pimp and all of this, you know, you giving
you giving.
You probably ain't got nothing to give because your hoes probably ain't even making a dollar.
See, this was supposed to be a year of giving. You're supposed to be the end of the year when you two get together and be happy. You're supposed to be
It don't sound like Mastel's going to be giving too much.
Miss
it sounds like Miss
okay.
like P ain't going to be getting too much.
Mastel, say sorry to Miss P. Say sorry to Miss P right now. Say, I'm sorry, Miss P, that I offended you right now because it's the holidays.
What happened?
Yeah, I'm not a sorry person, but, you know, I don't mean any
say
harm.
Say sorry. Say sorry or go to your room. Say sorry right
I'm
now.
I'm not a sorry person.
Sorry, my
is anybody a pagan, man? Is anybody a pagan? None of y'all, right?
No.
Nobody's
like
a pagan? You know, the pagans have a holiday on Christmas. A whole bunch of people have holidays now. You know what I'm saying?
This is a holiday of Miss T. Wait a minute, hold up. We need to apologize to Miss T. I'm upset that he did not apologize to her yet. Mastel, you know you two have a rumble in the jungle. Apologize to this lady so you two can get along and have a great new year.
If she's offended, I can give her an apology.
Miss T, yes, you did. Say yes. Make him beg for your forgiveness, please.
Good luck with that.
Oh, Miss
I think we need to be talking about Santa Claus while he's meditating on that.
I'm telling you, I don't even want no apology from him.
I know. That's a sad thing.
I think I might want to come down and attend it right now.
You know what I would love to have the two of you think about next year? The two
What's
of
that?
You going on a date, Miss T and the Mastel.
Wait,
wait a minute, hear me out. Have you videotaped and upload you two on YouTube and have a cordial beginning and ending. He's going to pay for everything.
No, he's going to pay.
Got you, come on. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Mm-mm.
You can't. Oh, wow, Mastel, you got a woman refusing. That's a challenge.
You're refusing on air. But, you know, if that date takes place, she won't be refusing. But the thing is, she won't be doing it.
I don't want
but
you.
But she'll be choosing. She won't be refusing or losing.
I don't want nothing of you. Nothing. Not even a penny.
I don't want anything. Trust me, baby.
That's what my body and my mind and my heart say.
To all of our listeners out there on Love, Life, and Loyalty, I thought Ms. T and the Master would be amicable to one another during this time of year, but the Master messed up again. He don't know Miss T yet. Miss T, you got a lot of spanking to do. And Mastel, you got a lot of pants pulling down to do so that she can put you over her knee. On that note, we're going to take a musical break, and we're going to be back. Woo! Okay. Wow.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. A merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide
Welcome back, everybody, to the show.
Yes, welcome back to Love, Life, and Loyalty here on GQ Pals Radio. Guess what? We got two very nice people stopping by right tonight. It's a good night because you know why? It's cold where I'm at, and I have somebody I missed during the holidays. My baby's back, Mr. Mario. Mario,
all right,
you there?
All right.
Mario?
Yeah, I'm here.
You here? Okay. All right. Our DQ Palace financial guru, Chris Dowse, you know, wherever I go, I'm going to have your number. Say, Chris, somebody needs some advice. Chris Dowse, are you in the house?
Good evening. What's happening? What's happening?
All right. Listen, as you guys know, you know, this is after Black Friday, and, you know, some of you guys need a little intervention financially and emotionally. And we have two people here who can help you with that. So
That's right.
Because I want to be honest and open. Listen, Black Friday, you know, some people actually went to the bank and took everything they out and spent it all on the holidays. And guess what? Rent is due.
Yeah.
Chris?
Well, hey, absolutely. I mean, people do it all the time. You know, it's amazing how Xbox and this and that takes priority over some place to sleep. You know what I mean?
Right. So what's been trending this year, Chris? Have you had an opportunity to see what's been selling the most?
I mean, not really. I mean, you know, the same old things people always buy. You know, I was looking on Facebook and somehow I was like, man, I done went to all these stores and can't find a PlayStation. Or it's a new big screen TV. Or, you know, it might be the latest, greatest purse that's out, that's trending right now. You know, those are the normal things that you see all the time. Is always stuff that doesn't increase in value, things that decrease in value.
So let me ask you a question. Mr. Mario, for somebody, like, here it is. You got Chris telling you that people are obviously desperate for these items. Am I right, Chris?
I mean, I guess they're desperate. I mean, because I guess you have to be if you want to get up 2, 3, 4 a.m. in the morning to stand in line and get a TV or get whatever it is that you want. Sometimes it's TV, sometimes it's other things. But, you know, I guess there might be some type of desperation or there might be the appearance of them getting a really, really good deal. Either way.
Right. And I wanted to ask Mario, Mr. Mario, listen, you're my counselor, and I'm going to say to you, I'm going to ask you the question. For somebody who can't get that item they have their heart set on, do they suffer from anxiety and stress?
I think it depends on what the item is and how bad they really wanted it. And you know, sometimes they got their eyes set on one thing and there may be alternatives to that item that they wanted and there may be another way to get it. You know, nowadays you can shop online, you can go in the store. You know, they got auctions. They got all kind of different ways of finding, you know, the items that you want. So if you didn't get it, don't worry about it. You probably came out better because they'll be trying to get rid of it here in about a week. So you might save that money again.
Right. That's true. Chris, I had a question. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, here, people are receiving bonuses. And, you know, Mr. Martin, I want you to be around for this. People are receiving bonuses. Some are going to get more this year, if not less this year. What advice, Chris, would you give them in reference to the following? You went to Black Friday, spent all your money on a credit card, you overextended yourself. The interest rate is off the chart because you know you're going to be late with the interest payment. You're going to be receiving a bonus check. Now, how do you take that bonus check that could pay off the credit card versus, you know, like the end of the year investment where you get more bang for your buck, like a retirement, you know, situation? And what would you do in a situation like that financially? And for Mr. Mario, I want you to listen to Mr. Dallas. I want to know, how would you deal with the anxiety between the decision-making? So I'm going to throw that at you, too.
Well, I guess first and foremost, when you're dealing with a bonus, of course you're getting a bonus, either the company is profit sharing or you are an outstanding employee, or they just decided that they want to get Christmas bonuses. But here's the question. If you went and spent all this money out on the credit card, the first thing is number one, you didn't stick to the plan that you should have had in place before you went out in the shop. That's number one. Number two, if you're going to throw all the money at that credit card, yes, it's going to pay it off. My question then comes is how long is it going to take for you to get that card again? Is it 30 days? Is it 60 days? Is it 90 days? So now you're just taking this huge bonus. You put it all in this credit card, and now you're back in the same debt again, and now you don't have that bonus money to get yourself out. So you have to ask yourself, you know, is this going to be a habitual thing where I'm going to continue to run up my credit card, or is this just a fluke? I made a mistake. I want to get out of it, and I'm moving on. Otherwise, I say put some on the debt to get it down so that way you won't pay that high ridiculous over the credit limit fee, and maybe put some of it back just to make sure that you don't need it again.
Okay, well,
so would it be more advisable? Well, let me ask you, would it be more advisable to use like American Express or something like that instead of like a credit card?
Well, I mean, an American Express is a credit card. It's the same. The only difference is American Express says you have to pay the balance off at the end of every month. Some of these other credit card companies don't have that type of stipulation in there. So that's one of the reasons why people are so much in credit card debt in the beginning with. But the real question here is that are you disciplined enough to use a credit card effectively to where you can pay it off the balance at the end of every month, regardless of what type of card you have? And furthermore, they're not just handing out American Express cards, but they're handing out all these other cards to these other different companies because of the type of, you know, aura, the type of, you know, perception that those cards bring with it. So the real question is do you have sound money management practices and the use of your credit practices before you even use the card to begin with? Because if you don't, you're going to be back in the same boat again.
Okay, but Mr. Mario, let me ask you a question, which is piggyback off of Chris. Now, how do you emotionally pull back? You know, I know, Chris, you can probably answer this as well, but I want to ask Mario from the standpoint where you are not financially disciplined, do people tend to face a emotional need to want to fill a void in their life by snatching that credit card knowing they have no money? And how do you go about, you know, pushing that credit card away knowing you don't have the money to pay for that bill at the end of the month?
Well, I think some people, it's an adrenaline rush for them to go out with that little piece of plastic, run it up, throw it away, get another one, run it up. Some people, I think it's an adrenaline rush, and I think some people know exactly what they're doing. I think some people, they just don't plan properly. And I think we all know what day Christmas falls on, December 25th. So, I mean, you got a whole year that you can plan out. How am I going? I can put this money aside, or I can do this, I can do that. And stay in your financial lane. Don't go out and tell me I want a $2,000 TV, knowing you don't even make $2,000 a month.
But Chris and Mario, I want to get married this Christmas. I want a $5,000 ring. Now, what do you both tell me?
Go get another job. That's what I would tell you.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, you know, people in hell on ice water.
These guys think alike.
Oh, my goodness. So I can't get a $5,000 ring from you, Chris?
No.
Chris, you told me no.
Chris, you all right with me, man. You all right with me, bro.
Okay, Mario, I can't get a $5,000 ring from you?
I think a $5,000 pay raise.
This is a $5,000 engagement ring. You love me.
Hey,
nah.
You shouldn't have
to show love with an item, man. I'll tell you to go get you one of them bubblegum rings for a quarter and come over there, one of them lollipop rings you suck on. You should do like you used to do when you were small. I don't know what's wrong with people nowadays.
but you know, I'm asking the question. I guess for Chris and for Mario,
the thing is, if you're gonna get a $5,000 ring, okay, if you're at that level in your life financially, where you've taken care of all the things that are important, and you can afford a $5,000 ring, and you want to do that, then absolutely. But there's no sense in you sitting there going to the car lot, talking, hey, I like this Bentley GT coupe, and you sitting up there with Chevrolet money.
It's Christmas.
But
yeah, but what does that mean? Christmas. Okay, what does that mean? Let's go get
broke.
We're happy. We ain't happy with no $5,000. You happy?
You're happy today.
We over here crying. Us three are working it out where all three of us go get a job and we could all put together and get you the ring you want.
Oh, my God. I cannot mess. You know what?
And Chris don't handle the money.
Thing is, you're happy that day and then you're like, why the wedding can't be as big? Because the wedding is on your finger.
You know what? Chris could not come to the wedding. Chris would be like, nope.
I don't need no wedding.
Cut off the budget. Yo, Chris, I can see you doing that to me. Like, cut off. You know what? I hear you guys.
Man, what you need to do, if you're going to buy your girl a ring like that, you need to befriend the pastor, befriend somebody that play the organ, and befriend the choir. Get real close to them. Us three will go get the jobs. We'll get the ring, and then all four of us could go in there with our new friends, the pastor and the choir, and then we'll figure out who's going to do what kind of marrying and all that other stuff later.
Okay,
my granddad a pastor. We can cover that.
See that?
Oh, we can get that.
See that?
But in all seriousness, let's talk about money. It's that time of the year where we know a lot of people are struggling, Chris and Mario, where you're going to have, you know, I know you mentioned about the PlayStation or Xbox, the kid who doesn't get it. What do you do as a parent, you know, and you're choosing between food and the Xbox? I mean, I know some people make poor choices.
If it's me and it's the choice between the food and the Xbox, I mean, honestly, that's a real easy answer for me. I think the challenge here is that people have gotten so caught up in Christmas and got to spend all this money, when that's not even the purpose, that's not even the meaning. And I think that parents do their children a disservice when they don't take time to teach them, you know, about certain things. I mean, if you're not there, you're just not there yet. That doesn't mean that you're not ever going to get there. And so that's what the conversations have to be had in order for them to understand, because here's the thing, what you're teaching that child at that young age, that is where they're learning at the most. So all that's going to do is be perpetuated and when they become an adult. So that's what I was saying earlier.
Very well spoken, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, the lie about Christmas. We're talking about lie about Christmas in the beginning when they're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You told the lie that Christmas is all about a fat white guy. Oops. A fat guy. Oh. I'm not going to say white. In a suit. Coming down a chimney.
It started out a white guy. Keep it real. I mean, that's real talk.
Santa Claus
just got black. You forgot they ain't let us have stuff like that back in the day. We had to sneak and go use grandma orange shirt and a little brother white pants and then put an old gray beard on or get some moss off the tree. Y'all don't know we ain't
that's
had Christmas like that, man. We falling behind them.
That's true. So you think maybe it's between the financial and the emotional. You think the lie should never be should be presented from day one?
Absolutely. Because one thing you have to understand is that people, first of all, in our community, there's a lack of financial literacy to begin with, let alone couple that with the ignorance of what a particular day or season is, and you've got a catastrophe on your hands.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You got to throw in poverty, too. And you got to throw in the fact that everybody got a lot of greed in them, so they want it, you know, I got to have what so-and-so bought their children. I got to go get that for mine. Even if they can't afford it, they still make a conscious effort to do it just so that they can feel like they're doing something in life, you know. But I don't know, man. You really can't knock people for wanting to do good for their children, you know, or want to see their children with good stuff. But at the same time, throwing yourself in a hole where now you can't even buy food, To say that you were able to get your child a pair of Jordans, I think that's pretty hideous.
Well,
yes.
I look at how, you know, I think, you know, in my opinion, Christmas to me is about, you know, family and being around each other and more so the traditions, you know, the gift giving, you know, it's all well and good. But I think over time, people have lost that meaning of family during the holidays and being around each other. It has become more about the profiting of companies, the marketing of things, the, you know, I want this, I want that. You know, even kids nowadays, they're like extremely upset if they don't get that iPad or they don't get those Jordans or they don't get that PlayStation 4. You know,
right.
And
How do you deal with that in, you know, in a school setting, well, within a peer setting outside of the home, where mom and dad financially can't, you know, give them what they want? What type of pressure does a kid have to face?
Well, you know, I think that's where, you know, those parents, you know, want to be honest with your kids about Christmas. You know, let them know, you know, I think there comes a time where you have to let them know, okay, you want this PlayStation 4 that's running, you know, $500. We can't, you know, maybe don't tell them that you can't afford it, but see if there ain't alternatives. Maybe they go for a PlayStation 3 or a cheap alternative to it. You know,
okay.
So, you know, sometimes you have to sit down and talk with those kids. You know, my son told me, he wanted a Kindle. He was like, Santa Claus, not getting my Kindle, Daddy. You are.
Okay, so he's aware. Chris, are your kids aware that there's a Santa Claus?
Absolutely, no. My daughter's 17 months old, and so my daughter don't know anything about no Santa Claus.
Okay.
Hey, are you gonna put the whole Santa suit on her and stuff? Take pictures with her, the Santa suit?
Oh my God, Chris.
No,
you know how people dress their kids up and stuff like the little ho-ho-ho with the little white hat on?
I mean, the closest she might get is maybe sitting on Santa Claus' knee, and that's just because whatever. I mean, but I say like this.
Not a true comes out.
Wait a minute. Mr. Mario, are you dressing up with your son for holidays?
Am I dressing up? I have on clothes.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Get him. Chris gonna have him some suits, but he probably already got him though. But
Chris, I gotta get a sister. Are you guys doing videos for the holiday?
No.
Oh gosh, I need somebody to video. Yeah.
Deanne, are you dressing up for the holidays? Or are you gonna dress up in clothes?
No, I put on my reindeer. No, I do. That's a lot. I put on reindeer ears and I put them on a chihuahua. That's it.
Really?
That's all I do. The dog and I are the only two that dress up. But I have a tree, a garland. You know, the house is hooked up. But my son's 16. So remember, Chris, I told you, and I told you, Mario, and I told King, I'm not buying anything for the holidays. This is my last. Last year was the last year. I was done. There are no more Christmas gifts. It's over.
Hey, Mario. Mario, I'm sorry. Chris.
Yes.
When you go and get these presents and stuff, like you, for example, right? I mean, do you have a cutoff point?
I mean, listen, what I do, I mean, first of all, before I even get to go shopping, I already know if I'm going to buy anything already. I already know who's on the list. You know, my wife and I, typically, we buy things that we want throughout the year. We want something, we go get. We don't do it based upon no holiday or no particular time of the year. If we want it, we just go buy it. We basically have a standing rule in our household that says, if you want to go and buy something, as long as it's not over this dollar amount, just go buy it. You ain't got to say nothing to me about it at all. I think those are the parameters.
Okay, let me be a little bit more specific, my brother. Let me be a little bit more specific. That's a very good answer, though. Watch this. What do I have to do to get on a list to get a gift? Let me be a little bit more specific about that.
Okay. If you want to get on my list, and here's how you get on my list. If I'm going to do anything, I'm going to do something for my mom because she's my mom, took care of me. Probably do something for my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, and maybe my grandmother, but that's maybe about it. That's about as far we go with
it. What about the boy, Hello? King Ruthie, brother?
Oh, please.
I got something for you, King Ruthie.
I got something for you. So come in a bag. I got some for him too. I can't tell you what I'm gonna give him, but it won't be pleasant. It's an overnighter. It's an overnighter before it spoils.
I'll send you a special tweet. How about that?
Oh,
hey,
thank you,
please,
Seth.
Do. Please do. I shall turn it up. Everybody go to the Twitter. Go to the Twitter and check it out. My boy gonna send me a tweet.
Silly.
That's my boy right there.
You know, you guys are silly. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we're going to be right back with hopefully Chris Dell and Mr. Mario, who's stopping by tonight. And I'm glad to hear from him.
Happy holidays, everybody. I miss you.
We miss you too, baby cake. A King Woods, we miss you too. Chris, I miss Chris. Money. Chris, money. Chris, it's sad to say, but you know, money makes the world go round. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, it's something that helps make it go around.
No, there ain't no help. Listen, we're going to take a musical break. We're going to be right back, okay? So listen, everybody, hold out for just a second. If you got any questions, give us a call at 646-200-3838. Please press 1. We'll be right back.
You know, there's Dashes and Dancers and Prancers and Vixens, Comet and Cheetah and Zana and Blitzen.
Welcome back to Love, Life, and Loyalty here on GQ Pals Radio. I'm dealing your host, and I have
and
on the
your
line
boy, King Roozy.
King Roozy. And guess what? We have some people who are very important to our show sitting in, listening, and giving us their opinion because, you know, they're always going to be around no matter what. We have Mr. Mario, our counselor, who's going to keep it real with us about feelings and issues that need to be addressed. Mr. Mario, are you there?
I'm here.
And Mr. Chris Dallas, our financial guru, who's going to keep our pockets hopefully full of money. You there?
Present.
Chris, you know what? You know, everybody needs that person to smack them on their hand. You're that guy to keep us some money in our pocket. Listen, guys, I have a question. Do we all know where Christmas came from originally? Let's have some fun.
I'm going to take that as a no.
I'm going to say somewhere way, way back during, like, the early Roman times.
Oh, thank you. Okay, may I ask you
a
question?
That's a very good answer.
Very good answer. Now, Mr. Mario, being that you started it, hopefully you can keep us going. What did they worship during the Roman times?
What did they worship during the Roman times?
Yeah,
It wasn't Jesus.
No, it was not.
It wasn't Jesus. You're right on that one.
You got that right, brother. You got that right. What did they worship?
I don't know. Help me out.
Oh,
they worshiped the sun god.
The sun god. Christmas
yes,
is based
sure
on the sun god. Did you know that, that?
Yeah, sun god, pagan holiday, all that good stuff. Yeah.
There you go.
Right.
You know what? Yes, the sun god. And may I ask you guys a question? Another question I have is, does the Bible refer to anything in reference to Santa Claus?
No.
Not at all. Not that I've read.
Chris?
No.
Chris, I love you. Chris is like, no.
Okay.
Chris, I love you.
You shut it down.
He did. I was like, okay. And he said no. And you're absolutely right.
I would say no. But, you know, people tend to interpret the Bible to fit them. So
right.
Somebody that figured out how to interpret the Bible, well, maybe Santa Claus is enough for them.
Well, let me ask you a question. Where does Santa Claus, okay, Chris and Mr. Mario and King Roozy, where does Santa Claus originally originate from?
The North Pole.
Who said that? Wait a minute, who said that?
Mr. Mario,
I'm going to throw a snowball at you. No.
I got the right answer for you.
Go
yes,
ahead.
Sir.
Okay.
It's just the imagination.
Oh, I love you. but specifically, whose imagination? Which culture? Which country? Chris, you're right there.
I would say probably
there.
Greek
West,
or Roman, somebody like that.
No. In the West. Starts with a D.
So, Denmark.
Yes. Specifically, for most people don't know, Denmark. What do we refer to the people as?
Danish?
Dutch. Well, okay, Dutch. The Dutch.
Okay.
The Dutch introduced it into the American society as they began to immigrate over here to the Americas.
He was a Viking.
Right. They were Europeans, right?
Right. They were Europeans.
That's coming from Europe. Yep. That's true. Yep.
You know what?
They went against the Puritans. They fought against the Puritans over there.
Exactly.
Same little thing.
They sure did. And as a matter of fact, just to keep it true and keep it true to fact, you know, with the Dutch, they were some strange cookies. Okay. Now, I hate to say it, because they are Dutch cookies, right? Aren't those cookies in the tin can we buy? Those butter cookies, aren't they Dutch?
Yeah.
They are Dutch, right?
In the munches while we're on the radio.
Oh, my God. You know what? That is not nice. Okay, so let me ask you guys.
A sandwich.
Oh, my God. I can't mess with you guys. Because, you know, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it's important because people just don't know that, you know, when it comes to Christmas, a lot of people refer back to church. They go to church on Christmas. But actually, does anybody know when Jesus was actually born?
Yeah, I know when he was born. In September.
When?
September between 2 and 7 B.C.
Okay, no, Chris, do you know?
Sometime in October.
Yeah. He was born. For me, he was born. There you go.
Chris, you are so, you know what, Chris, you're so real.
He was born.
Well, he's
wrong. He ain't wrong.
Okay, Mario, where do you know?
Caught up in the day.
Okay, Mario, when do you think Jesus is born? Christ.
I think sometime in October.
Yes.
I just know that man came up with December 25th to celebrate it.
Okay, which is fair enough.
So
fair enough.
I see it. I don't think it's December 25th because that was the day man came up with.
Okay, Jesus was actually born in October. Most historians cannot pinpoint the exact day. However, Christmas was based on the sun god that was actually celebrated during December 6th by the Romans during a festival.
Right, and they changed it. They changed it from the sun god celebration to Christmas because during that time it was right around right after Jesus died, and they needed to get all of those people that were turning into Christians. They needed to control them because they lived in their area. They had, you know, control over the place where all of these people lived. So in order to keep the peace, they translated over to Christianity, you know, and got rid of the sun god deal. You know, for those who wanted to swap over to Christianity, they kept it the same day.
But you know what? Hold that thought. You know, we have someone else on the line. Love Child? Is Love Child there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Love Child? Everybody listen. If you guys don't know who he is, welcome, Love Child, welcome to Love, Life, and Loyalty. You have on the line King Woozy.
What's up? You have also
Mr. Mario, our counselor. He comes in, he breaks some things down for us. And also my money man. Listen, let me tell you something. I go buy a car, Chris gonna be right there next to me. I go buy a house, Chris is right there next to me. That's my baby. Chris will teach me how to spend my money. Chris Dallas, this is Love Child. Love Child, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing fine, yo. I can't complain. What's up, everybody?
Hi, welcome to the show. Listen, I'm Love Child. What can you offer to us about your Christmas holiday sentiments? You know, your thoughts and your ideas?
Well, it's that time of year, you know, when everybody needs to come together. I mean, we should be that way anyway, but, you know, it brings on, like, sometimes during the holidays, depression, you know, and people get sad of lost ones, and, you know, it's just a time that we should stick together and become closer, you know. And then being that the meaning of Christmas, like I heard you guys discussing, it was about the sun god and all that. But, you know, I celebrate it as, you know, as Christ being born. So, you know, you just have to, you know, just come together, be real with it. And, you know,
so let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question. Now, when you start talking about coming together as one, how, you know, what would be your first approach? You know, I mean, I always ask Chris, when it comes to money, this is that time of year where, Chris, I believe we spoke about this, when it comes to money during this time of year, people get a little touchy-feely with your wallet. So how do you come together, Love Child, with people during this time of year you haven't seen all year?
Okay, well, I mean, during the holidays, I mean, money is really not an issue with me. I mean, because I know how to shop, you know what I'm saying? So I know how to pick out real nice gifts for a decent price. But, you know, that's what the hype is all about. It's like you buy all these expensive gifts, but it's really not about that, you know what I'm saying? And it's really about love, pretty much. And the question that you were asking, did you really go ahead and repeat it?
I just wanted to say, you know, you said you talk about depression and things like that, but you know, during the holidays, you know, a lot of people have lost family members and loved ones, you know, during the holidays, and when you get around family and your mom or their brother or their aunt isn't there at that family function, you know, some people that takes a toll on, especially on somebody that they were close with. So, you know, we are getting together, you know, at various holiday parties, you know. Keep in mind, you know, for some people, for personal reasons, it might not be as joyous of an occasion as it is for others.
I'm gonna be the devil's advocate, and this is for everybody involved. Oh my God, Santa Claus is on the line. Oh my God. I got a kind of shout out from Rich Money says Santa. Okay, look, guys, could you all just hold your breath for a second? Is Santa Claus here? Hello, Santa Claus? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Listen. Oh, my God. Santa Claus?
Santa Claus.
Is this Black and White?
This is Santa Claus. Hello, hello.
Oh, my God. Are you black or white, Santa Claus? Because I got to know how to get down with you.
It's called blazing. I'm a person of no color.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Santa Claus.
And I want to tell everyone good evening.
Good evening. And Santa Claus, I wish you a happy holiday.
Ma'am?
Happy holidays, Santa Claus.
To you too. Happy, but it's not seeming so happy that I hear from you, Miss Lane.
Oh my God. Okay, Chris. I want you to listen, Chris. This is oh my God, Santa Claus. I got somebody financially.
You tell people not to believe in me. But in order for me to survive, you have to believe in me.
Wait a minute, Chris,
yes.
Mario, help me
yes.
out here. Just
yes.
listen. Love child.
Is every
yes.
person that you believe in, do you see them?
Santa, for everybody I know, listen, we got you on the line. We got you on the line. So they know it's real.
I'm just as famous as other people you don't believe, you don't see.
Santa, well, I don't believe it. Wait, can you do your ho, ho, ho for me? Oh my God!
Christmas!
Oh my God! Am I gonna get cold in my stocking?
I heard the Grinch was getting some problems this year, Saint Nick.
Yeah, Saint Nick.
I'm gonna give everyone a present.
If I am, what am I gonna get?
I'm gonna tell everyone what present they're gonna get from me.
What? Can I tell you what I want?
I don't want. It's not about what you want. You forgot the true meaning of Christmas.
What is it? What is it?
9 years ago, people would get a peppermint stick and they'd be happy.
I can't.
You better have turned the day into greed.
Not greed, it's what I want.
You try to put a price tag on your love to your children. But that is the wrong meaning of Christmas.
Oh my God. Chris, love child.
No, what you saying?
I'm colorless.
I'm
a spirit.
You're a spirit? I can hear
you. I'm a spirit.
You're a spirit. Okay, so yeah. Santa Claus, he spirit me a set of Mercedes keys in my hand.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Sound like an uh-oh, no. Was that a ho-ho-ho or uh-oh, no?
Okay, so you called it. What do you want with us, Santa Claus? Obviously, we're not getting gifts.
I called to give you all gifts.
Okay.
I sent an email to King Woozy the other day.
You did?
And he came back to me. So I'm going to give him a brand new computer because I think he has one that's broke. This is Chris Dowse. You sound like a fly guy. I'm going to give you a brand new suit and tie.
Chris,
is that guy still on the line?
I appreciate it.
The Mastel is gone. The Mastel is gone. But I think that Miss T is on the line.
I want to extend a gift to Mastel. I want to give him another hole. I don't have long on this phone, so Miss Lane, I want to give you a present.
What's that?
You sound so egotistical, materialistic, and this is what I'm going to do for you. I just left your house.
What?
I feel like I got fleas on me. So when I left up under your tree, there's a diamond flea collar for that dog of yours. And I got to go. Y'all have a good Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Bye, Santa Claus. Oh, I hope you crash when you fly.
We got the Grinch calling in. Hold on. Hello, Mr. Grinch, you there?
Grinch,
yes.
Is he there?
I am here.
Oh,
hello,
Mr. Grinch.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Mr. Grinch.
Hello,
how are
you? You're a mean
you
one, Mr.
Doing?
Grinch.
You're
a mean one, Mr.
Funny?
Grinch. You're a mean
one. Yeah, sure I am. Well, you know, Santa made his call, called and said, who's ever getting presents? I'm here to tell you who's not getting presents.
Who's not getting a present?
First person not getting presents is Miley Cyrus.
Miley
got a joint for me. I sent her a joint for her smoke on the MTV stage. I hope it put her where she needs to be. That's her gift.
Grinch.
What can I do for you?
I heard Miley got some butt shots. I heard she got a couple CCs for Christmas.
Miley got a new face. She got a baby.
Oh, my God.
Miley's got all kind of stuff going on. Her and Kim Kardashian are twins.
Oh, my God.
Will Smith got a tongue kiss from a man.
He kissed a man?
Of course. You didn't see it. It's on YouTube. Get out. Will Smith, tongue kiss. Man, he requested it. I sent it. That's his gift. That's it.
May I ask a question? Well, who did who did his wife kiss?
His wife wasn't with him. It was just him and the guy. Him, the guy, and the camera. Check YouTube. I made sure of it. Other people who's not getting gifts. Governor Rick Snyder. Rick Snyder of Michigan. And Rob Ford, who's Toronto's mayor. No, they get the same thing this year. 4 crack pipes, 2 push rods, 6-month supply, a Brillo, and a pink slip.
Oh, my God.
No, those guys are right. Governor Rick Snyder of Michigan. The crack smoker. Another guy who's not getting a gift. Mandela Sign Language guy. He got his 5 minutes of fame. That's it for him.
Oh, my God.
Obama gets something. He's not getting anything either. He got health care all messed up. That's all he gets. He got health care all messed up. That was for him. Okay. Cat Williams got out of jail. He's good. Good. Gucci, I'm still working on you. And that's pretty much all the people who Santa left out.
Well, was Santa wrong about me being lame? I want to set a Mercedes keys with a car in the front of my house.
Wow.
You
don't call somebody and tell them.
You don't call somebody and tell them.
I steal stuff. I don't give stuff. I take stuff. So as soon as you get it, can you go ahead and let me know so I can make my way that way?
You know, I want you to take Santa's reindeers because he was not nice to me.
Leave that chimney open and things.
I don't have a chimney.
Your doors open? No chimney?
No, I can't leave my doors open.
How about the little dog, Toto? You still have Toto?
That's my baby. You can't mess with Toto. Grinch, are you a weirdo?
Grinch. Are you getting what is Lindsay Lohan getting?
Lindsay Lohan? My God.
Lindsay Lohan is going to get me.
You? Oh, you? Oh, my God.
I'm going to fold myself up into a U.S. Express box. And I'm going to stalk her. I'm pretty good at that, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to get her to use my face as a bicycle seat.
Oh, my God. Grant, don't be... you're not nice.
I'm a Grant, foul one, remember?
You foul?
You don't remember? After that stupid song came out, I had to live up to it. All of a sudden, you have a problem with it. You get Santa up there, he's calling people hoes. Nobody said anything about that.
But Mr. Grant, listen, I need you to really redeem me with Santa. I need those keys to that car.
No, Santa's gay.
I know he's
Santa
gay.
Santa doesn't have any keys.
You know what? I kind of figured he had the slur on his. Listen,
Santa's getting me.
We'll take you to Stalkers in Atlanta. How about that? That'll cheer you up.
Yeah, man, that Grinch is tripping, man. What are you talking about?
The what?
Me and Ruth will take you to Stalkers in Atlanta.
That'll
cheer you up, huh?
Tell you what, buddy. Atlanta, you live in Atlanta, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right? You're living real nice, aren't you? Right now you are, right? Right?
God.
Christmas is around the corner.
Yes,
as soon
it is.
As you put your stuff out, as soon as you get it there, we're going to do a home invasion.
Home invasion? Are you kidding me?
That's right. This is 2013. We don't come in chimneys no more.
You can't invade Chris's house because Chris got his money in the bank.
No, it doesn't matter. We're going to stay there.
Chris?
Grant?
Chris, you Chris,
gone.
Chris is gone. Chris, I like Chris.
I know where Chris lives. I know what he drives. Nice car, by the way, Chris. I like the way you handle money. I plan on getting it somehow. Still working on it.
Love, Charles.
And
what
are you doing, your buddy?
Hey, keep on trying. You have to wake up real early, Mr. Grant, okay?
I told you can't mess up my boy, Chris, because Chris is not going car shopping. Chris, I love you.
Great.
I've gotta go. Somebody's stealing some hole. I gotta go. I'll call back.
You gonna call back? You know what? Where the hell is Stan? I wanna punch him in his eye. You know
Santa
what?
Santa needs to call back, man. Straighten that dude out.
Santa left me off the list. Where is Santa? Santa left me off the list.
Yeah, cause Santa didn't talk about Chris. He gave Chris a new suit. Love, child. You there?
Yes, I'm here, guys.
You know, I really am disappointed in Santa Claus because he hurt my feelings. You don't give my dog a flea collar. My dog don't have fleas.
The Grinch calling in.
Did I hear someone believe in me?
Hey, Santa, remember me?
Santa and the Grinch.
Oh, the Grinch. There
you go. See, there you go. Nobody's saying nothing. He's calling people hoes. Okay? I've been getting a bad deal for years
Grinch. I made the garden to a hoe, so he'll know how to really treat a hoe.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
Ever since Dr. Seuss, you've been really on your high horse. But
Rich, I'm going to knock you back to that mountaintop that you come from.
Everybody knows
you
live around the corner.
You don't leave me while Christmas is dead.
Everybody knows you're in the ghetto, Santa. Santa is in the ghetto.
Mr.
Grinch
is Santa Claus. Can I say something real quick? Can I just say something real quick? Why can't we all just get along? Santa kiss the Grinch and Grinch kiss Santa.
The reason why is the same reason like with the park.
He's got bad breath.
Slavery,
he's got bad breath, right?
All
sugar.
Of those things. The Grinch
it
is.
It sounds like it, Miss Lane. Grinch, you know what I'm going to give you for Christmas? You know what I'm going to give you for Christmas, Grinch? And Grinch, after I give this to you, I'm going to leave. I'm going to give you a Tic Tac. Good night, y'all. Happy holidays.
My breath does not stay. I'm busting for twice a day. Is he kidding me? Yeah, I'm done. You know what, Santa Claus, your fat belly and your saggy butt. Chris, love child, and Mr. Mario, my counselor. Guys, you know what? We're going to have some fun the new year, I tell you that. But, Chris, you know what? My objective for you next year is the following. My gift to you is to give you the opportunity to speak to the masses so they can learn how to save money. Because many of us do not know. And I'm talking about 1 out of 10? No, 9 out of 10 do not know how to save money. You are the man. I love the way you think. I love how you get down. The counselor, Mr. Mario.
Yeah, great job.
And I'm Mr. Counselor, you know what? And I'm going to need you, Mr. Counselor, my counselor, Mr. Mario, I'm going to need you to stand by all of us to keep people from jumping off bridges. Because you're going to have that nick for knack to keep people on a safe pathway to, you know, finding out what's really going on as far as the importance of just being safe. And love, child?
Yes.
Welcome. I love you. You're just so sweet and you're so adorable. And you know what? You offer us all a little sense of happiness and a sense of, you know what, vulnerability. And I love that because I'm vulnerable. I love to cry. I love to get down. I love to be emotional. But then you got King Roozy, who's a piece of work.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave everybody else. Listen, everybody else, you're going to leave your own, whatever you want to, however you want to call it, you call it. I'm going to leave it what it is. It's a mess. That's all I'm going to say. It's just a mess. And with that being said, we got a few more minutes. Listen, Chris,
The Grinch. If you pull a
is
home
still there?
I don't know, but if the Grinch is listening, if you pull a home invasion, I got that file. I'm just going to tell you now.
Oh, y'all got my chihuahua at the front door. My chihuahua don't play. Go ahead. I dare you to
break
the line.
Did you say you want to link up? Did you say you want to link up, buddy? Where you want to link up? Where?
Link up.
You need me to pick you up in Atlanta?
Oh, my God.
I'm going that way.
Chris, be quiet. Chris, did you work together? Listen, Chris, did you go shopping yet for Christmas?
No.
What?
Chris, I love you, guy.
Chris,
you,
wait a minute. You said no.
You do me proud.
And with that being said, y'all have a good night.
No, Chris, do not hang up. You didn't shop yet?
No.
Oh, you love that word. That's a two-letter word.
It's a great.
We got to give Chris a pass. Because Chris went to school and did some work with kids, teaching them how to deal with money and save money.
Okay, that's one thing. But the question I have for you, okay, wait a minute. Before I get back to Chris and to you, Love Child, did you go shopping? Love Child, you there?
Yes, I am.
Did you go shopping for anything?
I did a little bit. I'm not finished. I got a good little bit more to do, so.
Okay, stop. Everybody in this group said they did a little something except for who? Chris. Chris said what? No.
Nah. You got, well. Hey, that man getting in his lane. We can't be mad at him.
I tell you what,
if we need to borrow some money, I know where I'm going. I don't know where the rest of y'all are going.
Chris, I got a friend with some money.
I got a friend that's a money connoisseur.
Yeah. What a good
Chris.
Friend it is.
But remember what I said earlier.
Go ahead.
When we want something, we go.
That's true. You did.
It's not a time of the year, so.
But, Chris, let me ask you guys a question. How many days is Christmas away? What, the 16th? What, another, what, 9 days? 9 days?
Yeah.
Chris, I couldn't imagine being your beautiful wife. She's beautiful. I've never seen her. I can imagine. You're a money man. You have a beautiful wife. Going downstairs to you got a tree, right? Yes or no, Chris? Get a tree.
I won't confirm or deny.
Good, you got a tree. No, you got a tree up, doggone it. Okay? And I'm going to go downstairs. Oh, honey, I'm going to make breakfast for everybody. I'm going to make everybody
Chris,
happy.
Don't fall for it, bro. That's a trap, dude.
No, it's not
She's
a trap.
She's just like
Chris,
playing a violin
Chris,
while you're
Chris,
drinking wine.
Chris,
you don't
Chris,
realize your table's sleeping.
Chris,
yeah.
A lot. Chris,
you want me to
Chris,
get some wine?
You know
go
my
with that
husband.
Cheese.
I gave
go
you
some
children.
Cheese, go with that wine.
No, stop. Chris, I clean your house. I'm
you
here for
cheese,
you.
Go with that wine.
Chris.
I can get some
There's
some
nothing under that tree for me. Chris,
you want some cheese and crackers to go with that wine?
You said some cheese and crackers.
Yeah, to go with that wine in that you're doing.
Chris, I will cut you. I'm sorry. I love you.
Okay, now the truth comes out. Now we need security.
Listen.
Security.
Now, one little box, one little square, maybe
listen,
2x1
never,
inch box.
Never take a knife to a gunfight, okay?
Well,
Remember that.
Oh,
we really need the police. Where the police at?
Chris. Are you guys really doing me like that, Chris?
Down.
Chris, I'm making breakfast Christmas morning. I'm your woman. Where's that heart?
What is it, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because you say those things, so now I got to ask you now.
Go ahead.
If a man buys you a brand new Benz like you want with the keys and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give you the car, right? Now, let's say this dude is a cross between Seal and Shaba, okay?
Ooh, Seal
with a little
Shaba.
Pookie in him. You know who Seal is, the singer Seal, that had the thing on his face.
Is
and then
Chris
Shaba,
Dallas?
You know Shaba Ranks. Huh?
Is this Chris Dallas? Chris
no.
talking to me?
No,
that's man, you know what this is. This King Rouge, you know what this is. Don't try to play like, oh, you don't want to truth. That's what it is, see.
Chris.
It's a trap, y'all. Chris, don't do it, brother.
Chris.
How you head, man.
Chris.
Lock
no,
out, man.
I want
count
Chris
to 12,
to me.
Man. Sing an
Nobody.
Old yoga song
Chris.
Or something.
Chris is the only man that could talk to me right now. Chris, do I deserve
do it,
that Mercedes,
Chris.
Yes or no?
don't do.
Hello, we are experiencing technical difficulties.
You're a fall one.
No, you did not. We're supposed to technical difficulties.
And we'll be back to the regularly scheduled program that's already
Chris, I'm going to get a hammer to your big toe, and you will remember me forever. Chris.
See, my thing is this, man. I can get a car.
No,
it doesn't
I want
matter
Chris.
What he look like.
Chris got the money. No, you don't got no money. Chris. I want a Mercedes. I've been a good girl all year. I use coupons. I cook dinner every night. Well, not every night, but some nights. But
See, that's the problem. Dinner's supposed to cook every night. See, that's the problem.
Chris, are you that type of man?
You're slipping.
You need to get on your job. That's what that man's saying.
But I cook enough for
you
two or three.
You don't cook enough. You don't cook every day.
Chris, you. I know you can make a dollar out of 15 cents. You miss.
A dime and a nickel.
Chris, you just made me. You just hurt my feelings. Oh, my God. But I love you. Doesn't matter. Guys, listen. We're going to meet up again next week on Love, Life, and Loyalty here on GQ Pals Radio. And before we all go, Love Child, anything you got to say?
Yo, I just want to thank you guys for letting me on. You know, I appreciate it. And be more live next week or whatever. You know, I just, you know, it's kind of like a sit-in for me, you know, to see what was up. And I enjoyed it.
All right. So we'll
see
you next
week. We're glad to have you, bro.
Mr. Chris Dow. Now, Mari, don't hang up. Chris Dow. Oh, my God. Chris. What you got to say to me before you hang up? Oh, my God.
I would like to say that...
Money matters.
You have to make the choice, and the choice is the right choice. Whatever choice you decide to make and the choice you just made, just make the right choice.
Exactly.
Just follow me.
Will me follow
y'all,
you?
Follow me.
Can I follow you to a Mercedes?
To a Mercedes?
It might not be here.
Sure you can.
You can follow me one.
Sure you can.
And I'll be sure to take it.
And I'll be sure to have extra cheese for that wine.
Oh,
Rudy, you got the bail money.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. No, we got the bail money to get out.
I got you, bro. I promise you.
I know he do.
I don't care
Chris.
If we got to sell suppers. You're going to get out.
But I got the Mercedes Benz that's on feed now, so.
You do?
Yeah, sure.
But Chris, oh, my God, before I love you, you keep it real. But I will, when I go shopping, you will be with me online. And I won't be videotaping my shopping for my new car. And Chris will be on online. I'm like, Chris. And Mario may
You know what I'm
going to
do? I'm going to drive my Benz in your driveway, and I'm going to put a big old red bow on it, and I'm going to give you the keys. As soon as you go to start it, I'm going to start it up with my other keys. I'm going to get in and drive off with your bow in your car.
And
I'm going to YouTube the whole thing.
Chris,
YouTube
you
your face and everything.
Chris,
and the little
Chris.
Dog, the little dog you got.
I have a Chihuahua. Don't mess with my Chihuahua. Listen, because he's little. Don't get it twisted, okay?
The pocket dog.
Be quiet. Mr. Dallas, we'll be back at the very beginning of the new year because you have to get some of our people together because some of us don't have any money right now after the Black Friday.
That sounds like a plan.
Definitely a plan. And Chris, I want to wish you a happy, merry, merry Christmas, you and your family. And hopefully there's some gifts with little boxes underneath the tree. Chris, I'm sorry.
Listen, love, like the Lord, your family, y'all be easy, be safe right there for the holidays. Don't spend too much, but make sure you spend enough. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you, Chris. You know what's like that. And Mr. Mario, who stopped by, you will definitely be back at the very, very beginning of the year. Our baby boo is back. Hi, Mr. Mario. What do you have to tell us for the new year?
Happy holidays, everybody. I hope everybody enjoys the night show. I'm happy to be back from my little hiatus or whatnot. And in the new year, we got some bullying coming up. We got some black Hollywood filmmakers coming on.
Most definitely.
I'm looking forward to a very prosperous new year.
Yes, yes. And you
that's
know
right,
you always
that's
there.
Right.
That's right. You know, I'm here. Ruzy's here. You know you here. That's not an option. It's just a fact. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
And with that being said, guys, it's 11 o'clock and we did it. And we did it. And we, listen, even though we talked about the fat white guy in the suit is not being real, Mr. Mario Bean, you're still on the line, right? How do you tell a kid Santa Claus ain't real and he having a temper tantrum? How do you deal with that?
You get if they got an older sibling, you say next time they get mad at you, tell them
yeah.
why they're asking Santa Claus.
They have to believe. They have to believe.
You're so stupid.
They have to believe.
Gotta believe. Well, listen, we're going to end the show tonight with knowing the following. Santa Claus is a liar, right?
Unless you're Dutch.
Unless you Dutch. Okay, Santa Claus is all a lie. Also, too, Christmas is not mentioned in anybody's Bible. Then nobody knows when Jesus was born. Adding the following. Let's all just be happy this time of the year just to be together because we love each other, we miss each other, and we care about each other. And at the end of the day, it's about being together and being human. And, guys, this love, life, and loyalty would not be possible with all, with, you know, listen, without you guys, it's not possible. It's just really not possible. King Ruzy,
that's right.
Glad you popped up. But Mr. Mario, you know you're the baby boy.
Let me go get my bib and my crying time. My paper, my fan, my Martin Luther King fan. Yeah, you know, because you started to cry. So I got to go get my Martin Luther King fan that the old ladies use in church.
You're so silly.
Okay.
You are so silly. You know, you are so silly. But at the end of the day.
Hey, that's real talk, man. You start turning it up like that, man. I get into the mood.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I don't get into the mood, too.
Brother Mario, we love you, man.
You are a man.
That's about as far as I'm going to go, man. I'm a dude. Dudes don't say too much other than that.
You know, King Ruzy, go kick rocks with no shoes, okay? Now, with that being
said,
we're going.
I love my life and Lord the family. I love y'all.
We love you back. And
we love you too, bro.
And we know you got a lot to do. We got a lot on your plate. But at the end of the day, you pop up, and you want to be there, you be there. You know, this is your house. And we want to say goodnight to everybody. Even though we really get into details about the fat white guy in the suit, he ain't real. Okay? And we want to wish everybody a happy, happy holiday. We'll be back next week, but it's going to be even crazier next week, right? King Ruben?
That's right. We're going to turn it up.
Yeah, Mr. Mario. Oh, my God. Santa Claus is back again. Santa. Mr. Santa.
I want to let all of you know I love you guys too.
I love you, King Ozzy.
Love you
too, my brother.
Thank you. Mr. Mario, I love
you. You sound Jamaican, Santa Claus. You've been smoking some ganja.
Excuse me?
You was smoking some ganja?
Hey, Rudolph eyes red too, in his nose.
That's what makes him so red.
What do you do to the reindeer before you leave the doggone barn? Ooh.
We got the best in the North Pole where nobody else can come. That's why I'm so jolly.
Well, I bet you are jolly messing with the reindeer. Oh, my goodness. Talking about my dog. You ain't talking about me. Talk about my dog. You into bestiality? But on that note, everybody, this has been Love, Life, and Loyalty with King Ruzy and Danny Claus, but more importantly, my boo-boo stopped by, Mr. Mario, the counselor in the house. Good night, everybody. And listen, we'll be back next Monday. From 9 to 11, acting like a bunch of fools, as we always do, but bringing you the information you need to have.
Yeah.
All right? So, listen, good night, everybody. And Santa Claus, go kick rocks. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yeah, good night.
been some magic hair that old silk had they found.
Traffic car.